This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Congressman Phil Gingrey, who represents the Peach State's 11th Congressional District. His career prior to coming to Congress was as for over a quarter century as an OBGYN. He's very concerned about a new report from the government, specifically from the Department of Health and Human Services, that suggests that women no longer get annual mammograms starting at age 40, but a mammogram every 2 years starting at age 50. The congressman is concerned that this could be the tipping point for some type of health care rationing, which has been a major topic of discussion as the health care debate has gone forward. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, glad to be with you.
What concerns you most about this recommendation from the government?
Well, what concerns me so much is it's going to lead to the loss of life. It's going to, of course, by virtue of rationing care, and we had this great concern and continue to have this great concern as H.R. 3962, the 1990-page bill, health reform bill, passed the House, and we don't know what's going to happen in the Senate. But if those provisions remain, such as having this comparative effectiveness research council and health choices administrator who are basically going to come between the physician and the patient and determine what will be paid for and indeed lead to rationing. Greg, it seems to me that this is the first salvo. This recommendation by the United States Preventive Services Task Force, this agency has been around a while, embedded in the Department of Health and Human Services, and of course we know that's where also lies the CMS, the Committee for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So when they make these kind of pronouncements, they can say all they want to that it's not going to lead to rationing, that it's not going to interfere with the doctor-patient relationship. But when the physician is a little bit worried about a 40-year-old young mom who has little toddlers at home and recommends that she goes and gets a routine screening mammogram, even though maybe he can't feel a mass and she hasn't felt a mass, there is some concern. They want to say, the government, and the White House was quick to respond, well, you know, certainly we're not going to prevent that mammogram from being ordered and done, but they will prevent it from being paid for, and at about $175, this young mom can't afford it, then the doctor may not see her again for 6 months. I have great concerns, Greg, and I'm sure you do too.
Congressman, what has been your experience as a physician about the proper time and frequency for such examinations, specifically the mammograms?
Well, Greg, with the recommendation, I'm a member of the American College of OBGYN, a fellow of the American College, a diplomat, if you will, board certified, and we have a clinical bulletin put out every month by the college that recommends best practices and what to do in many situations. And the recommendation for a number of years has been to begin routine screening mammogram at age 40 every couple of years, and after age 50, as I recall, I haven't practiced now in the last 7 years since I've been in Congress, but after age 50 on an annual basis. And of course, an emphasis on the breast self-examination. That's true both for men and women. Of course, men are only about 1% of the incidence of breast cancer, but to all of a sudden, for this task force, this Preventive Services Task Force, to say, we furthermore don't recommend breast self-examination at all. What's the poor patient going to think? I think the panic is going to set in, and I think they're just flat wrong on this, and I would continue, if I were practicing, to follow the guidelines of my subspecialty, obstetrics and gynecology. After all, they know best, and research at places like Harvard and Brigham and Women's and Boston and Johns Hopkins and all across this country, Emory University in my hometown of Atlanta, I think we know what's best.
Congressman, I heard one proponent of this yesterday say that for every 1,900 women in their 40s who are screened for a mammogram, only one actually has malignant growth. So therefore, it's cost effective to move up the beginning age of screening to age 50. What do you make of that explanation?
Well, that's a whole issue, isn't it? That cost effectiveness issue. And that's the same thing that they do in Great Britain with the committee called NICE, N-I-C-E, National Institute for Clinical Excellence, when they tell women over there that they can't get a routine screening mammogram or they can't use the latest anti breast cancer. Chemotherapy called Herceptin, and as a result of these denials, the 5-year survival rate for women with breast cancer in the UK is about 15 points lower than it is in the United States.
Congressman, there may be some who say, well, if it's smart to start at 40, it may be rare, but there are also cases of women in their 30s and maybe even their 20s who deal with this. So why is 40 the magic number?
Well, again, we would have to go back to the statistical analysis and figure out at what point it is cost-effective. But obviously, if every state decided that they would mandate a test for sexually transmitted diseases on all women beginning at age 5, that would not make a whole lot of sense, would it? So you have to use a little bit of good clinical judgment, common sense here. But it is clear that a significant number of women in their 40s are going to develop very silently breast cancer, and therefore this monthly, very diligent and very easy to perform breast self-examination, and maybe every 2 years to do a routine screening mammogram in low-risk patients is highly effective when you think about the possible loss of that mother, and then you have orphan children. Again, you have to draw the line somewhere, obviously, but to draw the line at 50, and look, who's to say that the United States Preventive Services Task Force won't 2 or 3 years from now say, it's not really cost effective to do it at 50. Let's not pay for and recommend screening until women get age 60. And of course, obviously, as one ages, the incidence of cancer for almost any type cancer goes up.
Congressman, I know your time is short. Just one more question before we let you go. As we've mentioned before, a lot of the ideas for reducing health care costs, specifically by the majority, are to reduce what they call unnecessary tests and procedures. And we've talked about why you think that's a bad idea. What are the Republican priorities for reducing health care costs?
Well, one of the main priorities, and we agree with the president on this, is rhetoric. Was great on it. His action did not follow the rhetoric, and that was to have medical liability reform so that doctors would not be ordering all these unnecessary tests to cover their backs. The CBO score on medical liability reform was a savings of $54 billion over 10 years, Greg, but that only really applies to the Medicare population. If you included the entire population and all of the unnecessary testing that's being done, we would save over $100 billion a year by just having good, fair, and balanced, protecting the rights of the patient, but eliminating all these frivolous lawsuits so that doctors could go back to practicing medicine based on their history and physical examination of the patient and their clinical knowledge and not on a fear of being sued by some ambulance-chasing attorney.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, as always, for being with us.
Greg, always glad to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Georgia Congressman Phil Gingrey represents his state's 11th congressional district. For more than 25 years, worked as an OBGYN in Georgia. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.